Hey, welcome to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, and this is a great day because we've made it to episode 70. That's 70. Hoo-wee. Dude, that is awesome. And today is a quick tech tip with David Rogers, and he's talking Windows 10 update. Should you or shouldn't you? We had a little bit of fun with this at Microsoft's expense. I think you'll enjoy. Have fun.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, this is Steve, and welcome back to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, where we're talking tech tip with David Rogers. And today we've got, should you update to Windows 10? True to Microsoft's business model, they have released the latest operating system called Windows 10. Why have they released this OS so soon? And should you upgrade are some of the issues we're going to talk about. So, hey, David.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for joining us. And why don't you start off by just talking a little bit about what all the issues are that surround Windows 10?
Well, like you said, Microsoft finally released Windows 10 operating system. And, you know, behind the scenes, a lot of people didn't realize this, but they've been working around the clock to get this release out, this brand new operating system, as quickly as possible. And the reason for doing so is they released Microsoft Windows 8, which was supposed to be just a great operating system. And it is a laugh because Windows 8 probably turned out to be the biggest dog ever as far as Microsoft operating systems, even worse than Windows Vista, if you can imagine that.
Well, right now I'm envisioning the exploding Death Star, at the end of the Star Wars movies. You know, it's this Windows 8 was just like they wish that it had gone away as quickly.
Yeah. In fact, people lost their jobs over this.
Wow.
And they did reorganization at Microsoft and put in a team of people that literally was working against the clock to release Windows 10. They really would like to see Windows 8 just go away.
Wow.
So most people by now, if you're running Windows 7 or Windows 8 or Windows 8.1, you should see down in the system tray a little icon that says upgrade to Windows 10 or get Windows 10 now or something like that. So they're actually being proactive and they're pushing it out and trying to tell people, hey, we got a brand new operating system and we want you to get it as quickly as possible.
Nice. We want you to forget about our last snafu. So I just got to say, with what we just talked about, even though Microsoft can have some problems, are you not just picking on Microsoft? I mean, poor little Microsoft, poor widow Microsoft. Aren't you just picking on them?
I take every opportunity that I can to really blast Microsoft. However, I got to say yes and no. And really, what we got to look at is why did they roll it out so quick? Number one is Microsoft Windows 8 was such a dog, it was so hard to navigate, that people were just jumping up and down, stomping their feet, pulling their hair, and screaming. And Microsoft actually took notice, and, they were ready to get this out. But Windows 8 was, going back, it was a really bad operating system. They made a big mistake. So, you know, and I think the reason they did it, it was a desperate attempt for them to get up there and compete with an ever-popular Apple operating system, the MacBook, the MacBook Pro. They got a great operating system that works well, and they're even getting some heat from some different Linux operating systems, as well as the Chromebook and the Chrome OS, because it's fast, it works really good, you don't have to worry about updates, it just works. And so they were getting a little frantic, so they came out with this really neat operating system called Windows 8 that people didn't know what to do with when they booted up their computers. Like, where's the start button? My screensaver? Where's my applications? How do I get to the Windows Explorer? Why has it got these little silly boxes all over the screen? And, you know, rightfully so. People were upset.
Yeah, I can't imagine what was going through somebody's brain thinking that they need to do away with a start button. I mean, just start simply there. I mean, it's like, okay, where do I go from here? You know, you've trained me for all these years, and that's something you change?
Yeah, just out of the blue, it seemed like. And, you know, on a side note, they chose really horrible colors for the desktop, too. The little purple boxes and the brown boxes. And,
yes.
You know, it just... really just a bad dream.
I just can't imagine, you know, because I have an iPhone, and, you know, if I had to have Windows 8, if they had done something to my iPhone, which was, you know, a version of Windows 8 on it, I think I would have thrown the thing, you know, or use it for a lead sinker on my fishing pole or something.
If I had to switch from my Android OS on my smartphone, I would, to Windows 8, I would flush it down the toilet. Yeah. Yeah, but enough Windows bashing. You know, I guess we need to get back to the upgrade of Windows 10.
Come on, it's so much fun.
yeah. Well, and you know, before we move on, I gotta say this. I know that they have to upgrade their operating system, and I know they have to make changes and move on with the times. But I've never been a proponent of making changes for the sake of change, and I really think that Microsoft, you know, had that in mind when they upgraded the operating system to Windows 8.
Right.
You know, let's just change it.
What we can do to move people's cheese around.
Yeah.
So ultimately, should you upgrade to the free Windows 10 offering? I mean, is this something we really should do? Should we look at that icon? It's nagging at us. You know, should we actually push it and then go, what did I do? Or should we do this?
Yeah, I think you should, because if you don't, it's not going to go away. Yeah. You know, no, seriously, there's a few caveats to this, but basically, yes, you need to upgrade. Now, I will say this. If you're running Windows 8 or Windows 8.1, you should be the first people to upgrade because you want to get rid of that horrible operating system as soon as possible. And anything would be an improvement over Windows 8. So, yeah. If you're a Windows 8 user, you should upgrade and pretty soon, okay?
Gotcha.
Windows 7 users, you know, when it's all said and done, yes, you should probably upgrade too. But then again, in the back of my mind, I keep having this thought, like, if it's not broke, why fix it?
Right.
Windows 7 is one of the best operating systems that Microsoft has come out with, and it works great. It works great. So... should you upgrade? That's a personal call, really. The more I think about it, you know, on my latest blog, I said, yes, you should. But then again, if it works well, think about it. Really think about it hard and long.
Do I really want to change what I'm doing? I got you there. So,
well, ultimately, you got to think about this. Windows 10 was created to fix Windows 8.
Right.
Okay? It wasn't created to fix Windows 7 because nothing was wrong with 7.
Good point.
And you still got 5 years of service life left in Windows 7. So it being 2015 here, it'll work fine and you'll get updates until 2020. So... is your computer going to be, or are you still going to be running the same computer 5 years from now? So, you know, think about it.
Gotcha. So, yeah. so speaking of which, when you said, are you still going to be using the same computer 5 years from now? What about us, you know, us users out there who still have an XP or a Vista system? Should they upgrade?
Well, you know, if
not that I'm the one who has that, sure. But I'm.
Well, you know, unfortunately, people with Windows XP or Windows Vista, or if there's still people out there running Windows 98, I don't know. You know, you're pretty much left out. You're out of the boat. You can't upgrade. You can't get the free upgrade. Pretty much what those users should do is cut their losses and go buy a new computer.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
Yeah.
That's, okay.
Yeah. I will say this. If you've got a computer that old, what I would suggest is, number one, buy a new computer. And,
gotcha.
And if you can't afford a new computer, download a free Linux operating system and run that on it. If all you do is web browsing and maybe word processing or different things like that. Not to discount the Linux operating system, but it runs well on older computers. And
nice.
You know, you might squeeze a few more years out of that old hardware.
So, gotcha. Yeah. So we'll have to do a show on that one time coming up soon. So. Yeah. So let's kind of look at the actual upgrading to Windows 10. Is it really just simple? Just click on that thing and you just leave it alone and it does what it's supposed to do? Or, you know, or is there an or?
you're trying to be smart, aren't you? Simple, Microsoft. I mean, easy, Microsoft.
It would be a thought. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, in their advertisements and on their icons and on their website, it sounds like, boy, you just click one button and you're done.
It's not.
No, it's not that easy. where do I start? I would do my research before I updated. I would do research. I would make sure there's a few things that you should do, and of course we'll talk about that in just a minute, but. First of all, I would say this. Don't jump on the bandwagon right now to upgrade to Windows 10. You're going to be, if you do that, you're going to be a beta tester for Microsoft.
Gotcha.
I would wait because you've got until June 30th, 2016. If you qualify, you've got until then to upgrade.
Okay.
So I would wait at least until early to mid-December before I even thought about upgrading my current operating system.
Gotcha.
Give them enough time to work some bugs out, to update some drivers, and to find some problems that they're having and correct them before you start testing their operating system for them.
I got you. So we should wait a little bit, and then on top of that, do our homework so that we're ready for what it might do and change. It's not something that if you just push it and you're sitting there and you only have like 5 minutes because you got to go pick up the kids from soccer or something like this. It's not something you just push and go, oh, I'm good now, right?
There you go. You're right. I'm glad you brought that up because you need to plan this. And you know, to be honest with you, if you're going to do it, I would say number one is read through the information on the Microsoft website concerning Windows 10 and take it seriously. Back up your data. Back up your files because you never know when something can go wrong, and you want to at least have your data backed up.
Now, back up your data, really?
I mean, I think we talked about that earlier.
I think
didn't
we did. Yes, yeah. The computer world. Come on, it's. I thought it was perfect. Nothing like that ever happened.
It's getting more and more complicated as we go along. But you know, in addition to a backup, what I would do is I would make sure you got all of your installations for your applications that you're using. Like if you have Microsoft Word, you might have to reinstall it. You never know. I would delete any unused files. I would uninstall any unused programs. I'd make sure my computer is running as well as possible before I even attempted the upgrade. Like I would do all the Microsoft updates, make sure it's up to date.
Gotcha.
Make sure my applications are up to date. Do a scan, a virus scan. Make sure that computer's clean and running well before you do the upgrade.
Nice. Some good tips there. I just can envision people going, how long could this take? Well, and then everything's gone. Yeah. Oops. But, you know, as we're kind of getting close to the end here for today, what are your personal thoughts about Microsoft's operating system releases? I mean, their method of release compared to Apple or the Linux community and the direction that it's going now. What do you think?
If you're going to stick with a Microsoft-based operating system, you're at their mercy. You have to play their game, and you have to play it their way. And sometimes
I'm hearing
it seems
Frank Sinatra
like,
right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't do it. They're not like Burger King. They don't let you have it your way. But, you know, they come out with some rules sometimes, and it just seems crazy, and their licensing and the way you have to keep up with that. The normal user, it's just going to get more and more difficult. And I'm getting newsletters practically on a weekly basis about new things that these testers are finding out about Windows 10.
Gotcha.
And the little caveats and little things that are going to occur. And I'm not slamming Microsoft. I'm just saying these are things that really are really happening right now to people that have upgraded and they're testing Windows 10.
Figuring it out as they go.
They're figuring it out. But now these are smart people that do this for a living. And you say to yourself, well, if they're having these problems, what kind of problems is your grandmother going to have?
Right, exactly. Forget it. You know? It's toast. Yeah. We're done.
So, but the thing is if you're going to if you're going to stay with Microsoft, you got to play their game, and especially now that they've come out with an update right in the middle of, you know, everything's working good, and then they're telling you, hey, you really need to update. Mm. And you have to go through the steps, and if something goes wrong, then you're kind of at their mercy. A lot of people, I'm seeing, a lot of people are just throwing their hands up, and they're saying, you know, I know an Apple computer costs more, but I just turn it on and use it. And a lot of people are doing that, you know.
I can imagine some of this, if Microsoft continues to have to change its operating system too often, you're going to have, it's going to start becoming a commercial for Apple.
Yeah, really. Like you remember a few years ago, they had the I'm a Apple, I'm a PC commercials. And Microsoft was really doing Apple a favor every time they did something. Of course, you know, I think really, to be honest with you, in a few years, Microsoft and their operating system and their business model will not be anything like it is now, because what you're seeing is you're seeing people like Apple, that's very innovative. They're releasing their operating systems to their users for free. And then you've got Google and the Chromebooks, which is just stupid easy. I mean, it is just so easy to use. It's fast, it's quick, it does updates automatically. You don't get the blue screen of death. Microsoft is really going to have to change their business model, and they're going to have to change it really quick in order to compete. Now, I'm not saying they're going away, but I think they've been caught off guard with the recent changes in Apple and the release of the Chromebook and the Google apps and things like that and the cloud-based things. So Microsoft is really going to have to change, and I suspect in the next few years, probably before Windows 10 service life is you know, over,
right,
we'll see some huge changes with Microsoft.
Gotcha. You kind of feel it coming. Well, David, this has been awesome today. I kind of hear you saying that, unless you just have to upgrade right now, may want to wait just a little bit longer as they work out some of these bugs with the people who are kind of acting like beta testers who automatically just went ahead and upgraded right away. And for those of us, if you have Windows 8, it sounds like, why not? Go ahead and do it so you can get rid of the nonsense before, and for those of us that are in the XP and Vista world, that we just need to get a new computer.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's not even an issue, then it just comes with whatever it comes
that's
out.
That's a great way of summing it up. If you Windows 8, you know, maybe around Thanksgiving, after you've eaten,
push the button.
You know, Windows 7, think long and hard about it.
Gotcha.
You know, consider how old your computer is, consider if you want to go through the headaches, you know. And if you're game for it, then hey, do it. Just make sure you got all your bases covered before you do the upgrade.
Excellent. Well, David, thank you very much for this timely and awesome information. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Take care now.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes Store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia precinct.